We've got Gordon Mackay, who's a hydrologist from the Bureau of Meteorology. We might talk to him before we talk to the SES. Gordon Mackay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Now, that flood warning that I just read the information from indicates that there's going to be a massive amount of water going through to Wagga Wagga. What's, from a hydrologist perspective, what do you think is going to happen?
I think we're going to see bold indications flooding probably slightly larger than what we saw a year ago in December 2010. We've got free overflow from the spillway, and we had a bit of a talk to state water, and yeah, based on an estimated peak outflow of 260,000 megalitres a day, we're expecting probably around the 9 metre level or 10 metre level at Wagga earlier this week, probably around Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's a result of all that really heavy rain we had in the catchment, and we had between 70, 80 millimetres a lot of centres in the Burrinjuck catchment overnight, and the catchment was already sodden.
So what impact will it have in other areas?
Well, we've had actually a lot of local flooding as well. Actually, in the Riverina itself, we've had very high 24-hour rainfalls down at Griffith. I think we had 170-odd millimetres. So we've also had localised flooding from that rain as well, of the riverine flooding, which will come later.
And any other areas that you're concerned of through the Riverina?
Oh, I think that's about enough. Certainly, in that area along the Billabong and Columbo Creek area, but they've also had quite a bit of local flooding, and there's quite a few isolated towns and that along in that whole district there, I understand. Yerengarra and was mentioned as a particular hotspot as well.
Forbes,
we're expecting major flooding there. We'll just confirm the peak, but it's it will affect a lot of properties just with the original 10.5 prediction, and we'll just wait and to confirm a higher peak, which could result in quite a few of evacuations in the low-lying parts of Forbes Township.
North Wagga Wagga?
North Wagga Wagga, I understand, and can you confirm this with the SES, that in the 2010 flood, that type of 10-metre prediction precipitated an evacuation order, so I'd imagine this time would be the same.
And anything else that you think people in the Riverina who are listening to you this evening need to know?
Well, the good thing is the rain's cleared.
we just had some information through from the ACT indicating that they believe that it's clearing down there, and some of the concerns they had are now going to go away.
Well, the initial threat of flooding is abating in the ACT. We've seen another peak up through the Queanbeyan Molonglo system, but that was slightly less than the peak a day or so ago. But there's quite a bit of volume coming down towards Burrinjuck Dam.
All right. And
Burrinjuck Dam is full and spilling.
Now, Gundagai itself, 10.2 tomorrow.
10.2, that's correct. And we'll have. Fortunately, most of Gundagai's, of course, was moved after the big 1852 flood, but there's still Caravan Park, and there's still a number of properties affected by that.
And how long before you know what will reach Wagga Wagga?
Look, we'll confirm the peak overnight. We did base it on an estimate of what the peak outflow is. I don't think the levels will be that sensitive if the peak outflow is a little bit less or a little bit more, so we'll just be in touch with state water overnight and just keep track of it and to see how it evolves. Probably, if anything, those levels, predicted levels, may occur a little bit later as the event unfolds. I assumed a fairly conservative timing in those predictions. It's better to be early than late, so people can get their preparations done in time.